It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. At 2 o'clock, here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. On Wednesday evening, Amnesty International Luxembourg organised a march through Luxembourg City to call for the protection of human rights and to draw attention to injustices both at home and abroad. Around 100 people took part in the torchless demonstration, singing songs and delivering speeches about peace and human rights. And while most attendees said they were satisfied with the human rights situation in Luxembourg, they also acknowledged ongoing challenges. Following a meeting between Grand Duke Guillaume and former Labour Minister Georges Michaud, Marco Spouts and Martine Hansen were officially sworn in as Michaud's successor today. The ceremony took place in the presence of the Grand Duke, Prime Minister Luc Frieden and CSV Minister Martine Hansen, who joined for the official photograph as she took on the role of Sports Minister today as well. The Ministry of Health has published its weekly report on respiratory infections such as influenza, COVID-19 and respiratory syncytial virus. In the first week of December, the number of flu cases detected in Luxembourg's laboratories doubled, jumping from 182 cases to 367 cases, or a 102% increase. The Ministry of Health said the majority of infections had been detected in children or adolescents. From the 1st to the 7th of December, 99.7% of cases were influenza A and 0.3% influenza B. In international news, widespread disruption has hit Portuguese air travel and trains, hospitals and schools today as unions called the biggest nationwide strike action for more than a decade against government labour reforms. Lisbon's main train station was empty with most services cancelled and the TAP Air Portugal National Airline called off about two-thirds of its normal 250 flights. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has recounted the extraordinary reunion with her three children in Oslo, where she emerged after months in hiding when awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Machado arrived at the Grand Hotel in the Norwegian capital early this morning, having slipped out of Venezuela, where she has been hiding since last summer as she challenges the country's leader, Nicolas Maduro. In sports now, British six-time Olympic champion cycling champion Chris Hoy said he's recently suffered the worst crash of his life as he receives treatment for cancer. In an interview with Sky Sports published today, the Scotsman said he had smashed his leg up while riding. Hoy claimed 11 World Championship golds during his glittering career. And finally, football. Real Madrid coach Xabi Alonso said he feels backed by his squad to stay at the helm despite the 2-1 Champions League defeat by Manchester last night. There were fears Alonso could be axed should Real lose to City, but despite the fans whistling the team at the final whistle, the players seem to be battling hard for their manager. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's all a bit same old, I'm afraid, my friends, as today will again be a mixture of fog, mist and cloud. It should hopefully remain dry, however, and it's currently 8 degrees, possibly rising a degree or two later this afternoon.